Happy Sabbath. Hope you're all enjoying this wonderful gift that is the Sabbath day, given by to us by God the Father. You know, God's example of creating the world in 6 days and then resting on the seventh day is an awesome example of how we live today. And that we work hard all week, and come Friday evening, we get to toss all the work stuff, all the stresses and strains away, and just take 24 hours in His Sabbath rest. We read in Leviticus 23, verse 3, Leviticus 23, verse 3, and I'll read this in the from the New International Version. It says, "There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is the Sabbath to the Lord." So this is a commandment, not only to keep the seventh-day Sabbath, but also the annual Sabbaths, the festivals. And in this scripture, it mentions a day of sacred assembly. And if we look at sacred assembly, it's actually translated from the word mikra, spelled M-I-Q-R-A. For those who want to do a word study, it's Strong's H-4744. But basically just means, denotes a divine summoned gathering. Some statements from the church booklet, Sunset to Sunset, God's Sabbath Rest, makes a couple real good points, I feel. God says His Sabbath is a divine appointment that He commands His people to keep through their gathering before Him with other believers. So God sets this appointment, not us. If we don't come before Him at the time He commands, either by not coming at all or going on a different day, are we really keeping that appointment with God? The Sabbath is God's day. It's a time He wants to meet with us, a time for reading His word, for prayer, for fellowship with those of like mind, for our families. But most of all, it's a time for His presence with us, especially as we are taught from His word at His commanded assembly. In Mark chapter 2, verses 27 and 28, Christ says, "The Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." The key reason He gave this to us was for rest, so that we could take 24 hours and focus on Him and get away from work and rest, recuperating mind and body. I took the word rest, and for each letter in the word, this just kind of came to me as I was preparing this message, so I thought I'd include it. And I created a word or a phrase of words for each letter in the word rest that I think apply to the Sabbath day and attending services. For R, I came up with rejuvenation. We recharge, we renew our batteries. For E, I came up with edify others. We can't do that sitting at home. We can do that here with the body. Lift others up. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 11 says, "Therefore comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing." For the word S, I came up with spiritual gain. Spiritual gain in knowledge from gaining from messages that we hear here, but also we gain spiritual healing, don't we? And I'll get into a little more on that in a bit. For T, thankfulness. By coming to services, we show God we're thankful for the body of Christ, for our congregation. We appreciate God's work in our lives. We appreciate being called out of the world and His plan of salvation. So I believe attending church services is a key part of the Sabbath. But there's also a therapeutic and healing value of attending church. By improving how we look at attending services, we can open ourselves to God's comfort and healing by being here with our brothers and our sisters. I've been reading a book called A Guide to Confident Living. This is a book written by Norman Vincent Peale. He's also the author of The Power of Positive Thinking. A lot of you might be familiar with him. And in the first chapter of this book, he really makes a good point about attending church. Now, he's a renowned minister slash counselor and sees people, he died back in the 90s, but would see patients on a daily basis. And he accounts several times in the first chapter how he actually prescribed people to attend church. Even if they had never attended church, didn't have any kind of a religious background, he would tell them, just go sit in church. And he got some amazing results from that. Of course, we don't want to take church as being a static thing. Church has to be a lot more than that to us. But to me, I pulled a little something out of that as to the therapeutic and the healing value of being at church with our brethren. So based on some of the advice he gave in that first chapter, I came up with eight practices that we can employ to help improve our church experience and open ourselves for all that we stand to gain by being here. The first one would probably be no surprise, but come regularly to church. You know, when we engage in prayer and Bible study and fasting, we draw closer to God. And we've all realized that at times things get busy and we kind of fall away from that practice. But we also feel like we fall away from God too. And we have to ring that back in. Well, I believe it's the same with attending church and being a part of this body. If we don't attend regularly, we tend to separate ourselves from the body. And our relationships wane. Also, others look forward to seeing us when we come. So I feel if we don't come often, and we don't give the others opportunity to spend time with us. And it's like a family reunion each week, right? We get to spend time with each other. We've all had, you know, family reunions where members of the family didn't show up for one reason or another. We miss them, and we would hope that they would show up the next time. So I believe it's important as a body to be here each week. But we also miss out on any healing or therapeutic value we can gain from being here. The second practice is to pray for God's help in preparing spiritually, emotionally, and physically for services. And this rarely should start on Friday, which is the preparation day. We should think ahead about attending church services. Ask for God's peace and open our minds and our hearts to all He wants to give us. Number three is come to church in a relaxed state. Get good sleep on Friday evening. Come with a rested body and mind. Try to plan ahead and reduce the amount of tension and stress that tends to crop up when we're getting ready for services. Maybe leave a little bit sooner. Arrive here a little earlier. Get your seat, settle in. Relax. Ask for God's peace and rest to set on you. Number four, come in the spirit of enjoyment, not gloomy. We should be happy to be here, and we should display that. Share it with our brothers. Show our zeal to God and to others around us. Number five, I think, was an interesting one that came right out of the book. It says, don't bring a problem to church. Think hard during the week, but let the problem simmer over the Sabbath. God's peace brings creative energy to help in that intellectual process. So by being here, being at peace, we leave ourselves open to maybe the answer to that problem coming to us, whether it's through a message or through a conversation with someone here, through hymns, through special music, any one of the numerous components that make up our church service. We can gain from every bit of that, but we have to make ourselves open to that. Come to services with that feeling of freedom. Number six, don't bring ill will to church. We all know that carrying a grudge just blocks any good that we can receive from anybody or anything else. It really weighs us down heavily. And it cheats us out of any positive experience we could gain. Number seven, practice the art of spiritual contemplation. Let me say it again. Practice the art of spiritual contemplation. Okay, that's a little tough. But in church, don't think of ourselves. Think of God. Think of God's glory. Think of what all is here. God's presence, His Holy Spirit. We all have God's Holy Spirit. This room is filled with that. We need to take that in. We need to drink that in. And we can only do that if we're physically here. Think about other members. Who needs a smile? Who needs a hug? Who looks like they're feeling down? And I've seen this happen with my own self where I felt down and somebody has come and sat and talked with me for a few minutes. And man, it just flipped everything around. If we're here, we allow that power to happen, that thing to happen. Get mentally away from all the worldly things. If you can, put the cell phone in the briefcase. Leave it in the car. Let the world be outside the walls here. Leave it all at the door when you come inside. Relish in the power of the Holy Spirit and God's glory that's here in services with us. Number 8, believe our church service is the creation by God of an atmosphere where miracles can happen. And I'll say that again. This is right out of the book as well. Believe our church service is the creation by God of an atmosphere where miracles can happen. Again, God's mighty power is here in the Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about miracles of great proportion, but maybe that one small little miracle that can happen in our lives or that we can offer to somebody else through us, even inadvertently. This is what brings healing. This is what is therapeutic for us. This is what recharges our batteries to take advantage of all that's here in this building, in God's church. Hebrews 10, if you would turn to Hebrews 10, verse 24 through 25, we can't talk about the Sabbath or attending church without reading Hebrews 10. It says, "And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So this tells us we shouldn't cheat ourselves out of being at church. We all work hard during the week. We're tired. We know that. Come to church and recharge. You know, Satan doesn't want us here. He wants to employ anything he can possibly employ to keep us away. We have to fight that. We have to keep him out of our lives. Assembling together each week pleases God because we are keeping his appointment. How can we put more effort and heart into attending church and receive all the benefits and blessings he wants to give us by being here?